This Mass is offered today for the intentions of the Immaculate Heart of our Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Clare. St. Clare is our patroness of this particular day. We all know her story of how she, seeing the beauty of the faith, the zeal with which this young Francis of Assisi abandoned everything within his life in order to live not in the nobility of the merchant class to which he was born, but stripping himself indeed naked of everything that he possessed, laying it at the foot of his father, and before the bishop renounced the world and all its allurements. So too, seeing his life as a zeal to rebuild the Church of Christ, young Clare, this young woman, wished to do the same, to abandon all that she had and belong totally to Christ, just to him. We know the story of how many tried to dissuade her from pursuing Christ in this radical way. They threw out her many insults and tried to appeal to that young heart of hers, which beat only for the love of Christ himself, that she may obtain that crown which is imperishable, that inheritance which no moth can touch, no rust can destroy. Founding this order and being preserved in this holy poverty under the inspiration of St. Francis, she was shut up eventually within that church of San Damiano, there at the foot of the hill of Assisi, and there taking to herself many other holy virgins who sought to do the same, including her own sister Agnes. There they worshipped Christ truly in the Blessed Sacrament, which you find so beautiful throughout the whole of the world. Everywhere the poor Clares are, they spend a great deal of their time in adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, seeking to love him who in so many tabernacles throughout the world goes unloved and unvisited. We have that great grace here before this Mass to spend time in adoration today, and so many of you took part in that, even as you were driving here, meditating upon the fact that Christ our Lord would be exposed, and you would be here to pay him homage dutifully as a beloved son or a beloved daughter of the Lord Christ. Each time we come before the Blessed Sacrament, we can meditate upon that same love in which has drawn so many virgins before, like St. Clare, like St. Agnes, like so many of the poor Clares who we have within our own particular area and all throughout the world. St. Clare also is known as the patronage of television. You may know this if you have done a little bit of study, but why would St. Clare be a patroness of television? Here's the story. St. Clare, being a woman totally devoted to Christ in every way and desiring only him and only to see him above all, came toward the end of her short life when her strength had grown weak due to illness. Longingly, she desired to be with our Lord. It came upon one particular Christmas where she was not able to go down to Holy Mass to witness it from behind the grail, to see our Lord being consecrated upon that altar and see the joy for which she lived, our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. She desired to see him, and our Lord was not ignorant of that desire born forth within her heart, for he is the one who put it there in the first place. Yet, through a great miracle, the Lord desired to answer her one heart's request, which is that she, in these weak moments of her own, might see him who her eyes longed to gaze upon, but could not leave her own bed because of the illness. So projected on the wall next to her bed, the Lord gave her true vision to be able to see through down to the Mass going on there below. And there projected upon the wall, saw everything that was going on, such that she could describe it in perfect detail to all those who were attending upon her, and as well when those returned to Mass, to be able to explain everything that indeed did happen below. For this reason, she, this poor Clare nun, happens to be the patronage of television. There was another nun of her very order who saw St. Clare's patronage of this particular new grace visited upon the world of television, but sought to do so to make sure that the same Eucharist might be viewed all throughout the world, especially in homes and toward the homebound. That would be Mother Angelica and her Eternal Word television network, EWTN. Through the many difficulties she had, but yet trusted fully in God, that if the Lord placed this desire within her heart, which she knew did not come from her, that he would bring it about, stepping out in faith, started the great global enterprise which touches many hearts to this day. We'll share with you something that this holy foundress of this television network did in living out the life of St. Clare and her devotion to Christ. This is something that she writes in her own writings, a Mother Angelica of the Annunciation, this beautiful poor Clare nun. She writes this: "Only God could leave me. Only God could leave me and stay with me at the same time. His physical presence ascended into the heavens, but he gives me his very He gives me his very body and blood, his soul and his divinity in the most holy Eucharist. Every time I receive this great sacrament, whose power goes beyond my comprehension, I receive more power beyond my comprehension. I receive more God. The pool of my soul, it becomes brighter, and his divine reflection all the more radiates. He knew that my faith would waver at times, and I would need something tangible to speak to and to gaze upon. And so he gave himself to me in a miraculous way in the Holy Eucharist, as a friend when I am in need, as a companion when I am lonely, as a strength when I am weak, as mercy in the midst of all my turmoil and when I fail, as a source of joy when I am sad, as peace when I am in the midst of great turmoil, and as a power to help me press ahead with confidence for the struggle to come. He has given me his presence in the scripture to guide me along the path of life, to direct me in the right way, to reveal to me the path of life. All of his attributes, his Son, his Spirit, to feed my soul with his word, to encourage me when things go wrong, to show me his will, and to assure me of his forgiveness, to give me hope when all seems lost, to tell me how much he loves me, and to give me a glimpse of the kingdom and the glory to come. For all eternity, I will continue to receive new lights and knowledge about him that will thrill my soul to awe and wonder. She goes on to say, Mother Angelica does, quote, I can be so absorbed in my own problems and difficulties that the beauty and peace all around me are lost in a maze of imagery and clouds that keep me in a tiny, cramped world. I must look beyond what is visible and see that invisible reality. Only an infinite love could have the power to come down to my level and surround me with omnipotence, to raise me up, and to hold me in the arms of his fatherly care. Lord and Father, your Son, Jesus, gives me tangible proof of your presence in my soul by giving himself to me in the Holy Eucharist. Through the power of your Spirit's gifts, let that presence bear fruit and give proof to my neighbor that Jesus is Lord. This Mother Angelica of the Annunciation, she who founded this Eternal World Television Network, EWTN, truly imbibes the spirit of Holy Claire, who we celebrate this day, that her everything is wrapped up in the person of our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. When you and I come here to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, do we realize it? And when we prepare ourselves there to come to the altar table with that cloth over our hands, our heads tilted aloft, eyes closed, tongue out, do we recognize what it is and who it is and the strength that he offers when him we receive? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.